Welcome to Marooned at Magpie's headquarters, day 46. How did it get to be 46? It's like when you're a kid, isn't it? Your holidays never come. But when the holidays do arrive, they flash in the blink of an eye and they're gone. That's pretty much what seems to have happened in the last 46 days. If you are with me live, let me know in the chat. You may be able to hear me in the chat, but not see the chat, but then you'll need to refresh the chat, and then you will. So hello, CQ Deb. How are you doing? Hello, Jonathan. How's your day gone? I trust it was a little less hectic than yesterday. You'll notice the absence of a crew member. He's training next door. I'm so tempted to put a microphone in there so you can hear it all, but he'd be very upset. So we'll leave him be. He should be out by 7:30. So tell me all about your day. My day's been okay. Had admin stuff to do. Weather's been bizarre. We had rain this morning. Then it kind of went quite nice. But then I took this photo. Oh, you should have seen it. Oh, you've got a rainbow. Take a photo. I think there was a rainbow in the midst of this weird day. Yeah, hello, Kim. Yes, I've got a note. You're 14 days ahead of us, so happy 60th. We'll be there before you know it. So what else happened? This really, really, really weird weather. Then, you remember me telling you about the mowing mafia and the noise they make? I woke up this morning. Well, actually, no, I was unceremoniously woke up this morning far too early, like Paul in Sydney. Hello. And I thought, what's that noise? They mowed on Monday. There's no need to come back. And I thought, you're dreaming. So I staggered back to bed and put my head down. Woke up another hour later. They were still at it. I thought, what is that noise? And it sounded like a motor of some description, a bit like a mower, but more... less different. You know when a motor revs at different, that this was static. Staggers out, looks around, thinks, where's it coming from? Across the road. Had a look out. They'd got workmen on site, seriously, no social distance between them, painting windows. I said to Mike, have you seen what they're up to? He said, I know. What are they doing? He said, I can hear the noise. I said, they're painting the windows. He said, but they're double glazed. They don't need painting. I said, I know, but they're painting the white double glazing black. It's a thing, apparently. I wish you could see the house now. It's like the black hole of Calcutta. But each to their own. Finally, they went away. Traffic's been on the up. Boris is back, finally. Basically didn't, just said to them, yeah, don't go out. We've not made our mind up yet. Right, we're going to have a look at that rainbow. We haven't got a rainbow. We've just got a really dirty, ugly sky right now. Right, let's do that. And it should say, shall I open Slack? Wow, that's gorgeous. Oh, I want to live high up like you. Wow. Oh, I think that's award-winning, Jonathan. Award-winning. Oh, now there was the excitement of our delivery last night, wasn't there? That went fabulously well, as you will have seen from the photos. The only problem with my Angel Delight, which, incidentally, was absolutely gorgeous, was the size of it. I said to Mike, you know, when it's small, when it says... there's only 88 calories in it. And I thought, yeah, that's because like it was basically not much bigger than a spoon. But it was very nice. Mike can't get any powdered ones. So I'm going to have to try for a slot and get some. You know what else day it is today? It's Captain Tom's 100th birthday. The Queen did give him something other than a card. She has made him an honorary colonel, which is a two-step promotion, I believe, from captain. I just thought, you know, come on. I'm not sure of the hierarchy, but it was screaming out to be Major Tom, wasn't it? But he's a colonel and he's rather pleased with it. He had a fly past and we're doing the happy birthday thing. So I hope you're going to sing as well as usual, klaxon tonight, Jonathan. So how was your day, Paul? Jonathan's not told me yet. He dashed off to get a camera for his picture. Was it calmer than yesterday, Jonathan? Or were you dealing with Microsoft? I'll admit I've been dipping in and out of that conference, the one that it kicked off about yesterday. Everything's still recorded. It's actually fascinating that over the course of yesterday, when it started yesterday, there was loads of comments. Now, I will admit, half of them were, is this live? The answer to which was no. But there was lots and lots of comments, 70, 80, maybe more. On a webinar conference call for work. Poor Paul. I'll have to catch up later. I'll put that. Catch up later on demand. Poor Paul. Oh, it was a much better day for Jonathan. Good. He found the bug, prevented it working in Safari, but did work in Outlook on the Mac. Hey, that's a good day then, Jonathan. I noticed when I went into my conference things, and I wasn't watching them all. Some of them were not relevant. Some of them I watched the first 5 minutes and got lost, bored. Just some of them were really, really good, but others just didn't hold your intellect. One of them started and actually had like a banner over his face. And I thought that's so distracting, but if you just took it full screen, it would be fine. Don't actually need to see you really. But that one was quite distracting. But the thing I did notice is once people realised they were all on-demand videos, they stopped commenting. And I thought, that actually makes sense. Because you've got a guy who did a really good session who was saying, you've got to engage your audience, turn them into super fans. And you do that by engaging them. And I thought, yeah. And he'd actually put at the beginning of the talk, he's in the chat. And about three people asked him a question, no reply. Clearly not in the chat. So, that's going to go on till 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. And there's a couple of decent ones that Mike might want to have a look at later. So that's our plan for the evening later. What else did I do? Oh, more admin stuff. Dry, terrible, boring, yuck. But there was massive excitement here yesterday, which I forgot to mention because I was in the middle of thinking about it. What on earth could make me that excited? What do I get excited about? Come on, guys, you know me. What do I get over giddy about? Because it happened yesterday. Something that happens, I won't say frequently. Every now and then, it makes me very excited. It also makes me drop everything I'm doing and hair off to take a look. So what could that possibly be? Lettuce. Well, it would have been. I was quite interested in the lettuce until I spotted the Angel Delight. Did you see the issue with Apple crashing? Then there's this Chrome sending out another warning and fix. I didn't. What's crashing? Because with Apple, it could be anything. Paul's kind of warm. I'm so tempted to give it to you, Paul. It was a tech delivery of sorts. An accident outside. No, but there nearly was one today. We are on a very straight road. It's straight for a mile. And people do speed. We're at the far end of this road. So we're literally only maybe 200-300 yards from the end of it, thankfully. Which means when they're coming from kind of behind us, they haven't had the chance to get that much speed up. And at the other end, they should actually be slowing down. But people, they've tried to make fewer accidents. They've tried to narrow the road and put crossing points in. These crossing points are where the bollards keep being hit. So I'm quite used to, particularly if the window's open, which it is today. So if you hear any traffic, that's because the window's open. They'll come past this bit where the bollards are and they'll be trying to turn into our road. And then some idiot behind them will come careering up doing far too much speed. And there'll be horns and raised voices. And I haven't heard that for about 7-8 weeks. And today it happened. And I said to Mike, there you go. We're back to normal. So someone was trying to turn right and somebody flew up behind them far too quickly and then started tooting at them. And I thought, just a minute, if he's turning right and he's got his indicator on, but he can't actually turn, just wait behind him instead of tooting at him, because he can't go anywhere, he's turning right. So yes, that happened, but no damage to either car nor the bollards. But you were very, very warm. The closet rod came in the post. That has arrived. In fact, I also forgot to tell you yesterday, brackets arrived. Bracket watch is over. The brackets are here. Little bit of a crisis when I came to put them on. This pole's a different size on one side than the other. So I tried for a good reason. And so I tried. I got them on one end and thought, yes. And then I pushed it up and it wouldn't go over this bump in the middle, which I was concerned about. But Mike just went white. Poor Mike. He's like, oh no. And I said, calm. So I dismantled the rod from the other end. It went on like a charm. So I've acquired myself a DIY job at the weekend. So yes, the brackets arrived. But that wasn't my main excitement. No, my main excitement was a tech delivery, but it was a virtual tech delivery. It was a new version of an old favourite. One we've looked at before. And it was one of those things. It turned up and I'm like, oh, they fixed all the bugs. Have they put all the stuff in I wanted? And I looked and thought, no. Oh. So I thought, darn it. Only those weren't the words. So I put some time aside and I thought, OK, it's a brand new version, completely new version. So like from a version 3 to a version 4, only it's a version 2019 to 2020. I thought, right, what have you done then? Determined, seeing as though they'd not addressed the issues I wanted, that I was not going to be impressed. 20 minutes later, drooling. Drooling. Oh, it was sad. So I thought I'd show you that tomorrow. It's not badly priced as long as you've got the maintenance. So the app in question is Camtasia, which is what I use to make my recordings, as you know. Very interesting how it's diverging one way and ScreenFlow is going totally another way. But there are some really nice features in it. Had to totally Oh, Paul, spot on. Yes, Camtasia. Camtasia's, it's the cross-platform version from TechSmith of what ScreenFlow does. So I've used ScreenFlow since 2006. And when it came to the summer of 2018, I was looking at Camtasia again. I do that frequently. But there's some bits of it that stopped me switching. It's a completely different methodology. And I was never tempted to switch. And then I came across this feature. There was about three features that were just, take my money. So I already had a copy because that's what I use on Windows. But I never used the Mac version in anger. I made one video with it. And that was only because Mike challenged me on Mac Bytes. So having done that, I went back and took another look, and there's a couple of features that were just, whoa. So I did switch, and then 2019 came out, and the upgrade was okay. But they didn't upgrade it as much as ScreenFlow upgraded. ScreenFlow put in some amazing stuff, the kind of stuff that you're like, I don't think have said to them, can you make it do this? Because I had workarounds for all of it. So, for instance, when you record a screen, it lets you record one screen. Well, they've always all let you record one screen and your webcam. But ScreenFlow came out and they suddenly said you can record as many screens as you've got on your Mac. And you're like, why would I want... Oh, PowerPoint. So what I would have had to have done if I was demonstrating PowerPoint and the speaker's notes feature was I'd have needed to put in a main recording of the main screen in ScreenFlow. And then I would have to have used another application. So Camtasia, Screenium, ScreenFlick, they're my go-to ones, to record a second screen. And if there was a third screen, yet another application. So again, it would have been Screenium, ScreenFlow. If I'd have used ScreenFlow and then Camtasia for the first one and two, then the third one would have been Screenium, ScreenFlick or Capto. ScreenFlow put this option in where it would record all the screens you have on your Mac. And I was like, that's good. That is so good. I thought it was a given that the next version of Camtasia would do the same. Nope. Still just one screen. But where they've put their emphasis in the update is actually creating videos quickly and working with a team, which not quite so useful for me because I don't work with a team. I do everything myself. It will be handy, particularly to hand it off to Mike, but we'll have a look at the features because like two or three of them are just like blew me away. Excellent features. I like it when that happens. What I don't like is when still something doesn't work. But there again, it gives me something to moan about and like I can help. I'll do a video with what's still missing and try and add Camtasia. Some of the stuff is very, very good. You know, I've been putting together the masses for the priest. Don't ask. Still waiting for the thank you from last week. It's a really simple edit. All it's got is titles at the front that have got where it's come from. So it says Mass from All Saints 4 and then the weekend dates. So this coming week, we'll say the 2nd and 3rd of May. And it's really simple. And I'd created two library items for the titles and credits at the beginning and the end. And what I do is to get a perfect transition is to put those on a layer of their own. The issue then is, though, which I'll explain all tomorrow night, but when you put the actual recording on, it varies in length. I also have to remember to take an export of the titles so I've got a thumbnail for YouTube. So I'm reading the release notes about all these new features, trying to work out how it would work best. And I come to the conclusion everything's going to have to be on one track, which brought into play other issues. But I've actually managed to put a template together, a real, genuine template. So it's file new from template, mass, boom, done. That's going to shave, well, I think I'd got it down to 26 minutes. But I'm aiming for under 20 on Saturday. So we'll see how that goes. Jonathan, you're quite right. Bit rude not to say thank you. I am not charging him, you're quite right. And it does say that in the Bible, yes. I think at the moment it's really shaken his entire worldview, though. We've got two priests locally. Well, there's three altogether in the local area. One of them, about 14 months ago, had a very serious stroke. So he's got a baby priest with him doing all the running around while he sits there and does the big priest stuff. So I don't really compare those two because they've got enough on their plate. But the other two are always in competition with each other. It's hysterical. And one's got a reputation for being quite staid and the other's got a real reputation for being progressive. Ours is the progressive one who can't abide video. The other one, who had never done video in his entire life, has now got a three-camera setup and is going live every day. So I think our priest is like, when are we going to go back to normal because I can't compete? So I think that's his problem. And one of the videos, one of the sessions today on that conference, the online video conference, was all about worship video. So I think it actually said church, but it didn't need to be a church. It could be a mosque or a synagogue, could have been anything. And he's going through the process of this and what you need to do and what you should do, what you shouldn't do and all the rest of it. And he made this point and said, given where we're at now, if you hadn't already started this, you'd be lost. And I thought, yep, that's where he is. So I'm watching this and it was basically saying all the things that we already know about video, that, you know, it's engaging and you can make it special for people who can't get there. And I said that to him 5 years ago. So his worldview has now been shaken because he did actually say, I said, you know, if they can't make it to Mass. And he said, people will always come to Mass. Yeah, that's really worked well, hasn't it? Which was what the guy on the conference was saying. So let's see if I can get it down to under 20 minutes this week. If I can, then that's the new version of Camtasia for you. Which is one of the things it's now supporting is higher frame rates on webcams. What was really poor with it was, and you'll remember this because I put together that double bracket thing with two cameras on it. And the situation was, If I want to record the unboxing in good quality, then I have to use ScreenFlow, because the webcam support on Camtasia is poor. But I also need to get that video to you. So I need to do something in terms of, let's get it into Wirecast, which was causing a problem. So that was why I used two cameras and recorded into ScreenFlow on another machine. There is a chance. We need to find something to unbox. Now, I said to Mike, we haven't got anything to unbox. And he said, you can test it with an unboxing. And I said, we haven't got anything to unbox. And he said, you can unbox. And he said something, and I can't for life remember what it was, but it was ridiculous. It was something like, you know, you can unbox those two yogurts. I said, they'd be thrilled. So I need to find something to unbox. Just really to go through the process and see if it's actually as good as they are saying it is. I could unbox a lettuce. Do you know what I could actually unbox? Because at the moment, I've still got one left. One of my angel delights. I think you're only allowed five, which was a bit off considering they were so small. But we managed to restrain ourselves and only have one each. We were very good. But if we had another one tonight, we'd have one left. So we could unbox it live. We could open it and let you see it live. So Kim says, our pastor's done a great job. He even has the praise team singing. They record it separate, mix it together each week. That's how it should be, isn't it? It would be lovely if the choir could do that. It really would. And I think that's not impossible on Zoom. There's a few nuances that you would need to know in Zoom. There are so many settings in Zoom, far too many, to be honest. We had an issue where one of our, well, not our deacon, he's a deacon at the other church where they've got three cameras and it's fantastic. But his parish is ours, and he's in the Catanian group, so we know him really well. And he had been online and he'd done two sing songs. One was on Skype and one was on Zoom, and he was playing the guitar. So he's playing the guitar. The one on Skype, absolutely fine. Nobody had a problem. The one on Zoom, people were saying that the guitars were awful. They sounded dreadful. Now, given the fact they're the same guitars and it was the same microphone, he couldn't fathom what was going on. Now, I don't know if you guys are aware, but in Zoom, there's an option to, they would say, enhance the audio. But their idea of enhancing the audio was taking off the bottom. So when you edit audio, I should probably show you this in an after hours, but when you edit audio and you're trying to get rid of the noise is at the lower frequencies at the bottom. So what this thing had done to apply noise reduction directly in Zoom was take away some frequencies at the bottom. And unfortunately, they'd taken away some of the frequencies that the guitar was in. So it sounded, and he used the word thin. So he'd got on to Mike. I had no idea what was going on at this stage. But he'd got on to Mike and said to him, you know, the guitars don't sound right. And Mike's just like, what? You get some strange support calls. Can honestly say Mike had never had the guitars don't sound right call. So Mike said, all right, I'll have a look at it. So I said to him, it'll be the suppression options. And he said, what suppression options? And it was. So you take this option off, and then the guitars sounded fine. So you need to check all of this, don't you? So I'm going to need to check if the video recording that I get from one webcam works. If it does, fabulous. Just got another webcam back, so I can take it off the pole and put it back on a computer where it belongs. At the moment, it's living on a pole with a bracket. But I'm liking the idea of potentially the lettuce. Yeah, we could unbox a salad maybe, or something like that. So all of this meant, you know, new toy to play with. So a question for you guys. Now be aware, this is a one-off situation. Right, if I were to make a video tutorial, there you go, for YouTube, what would you want it to be? There you go. You can either pick something like a particular blend mode inside Affinity Photo, or just an app. What video would you want me to make most? There you go. Hello, Tracy. I'd not forgotten it was her birthday because it's Captain Tom's birthday. So hello, daughter-in-law, and happy birthday. Oh, how wonderful. That's wonderful. Not quite the same. We're all going to have unusual birthdays, but, you know, we'll remember them. We'll definitely remember them. So you get one shout at this. I'm going to need to create a video to test all the features. Don't say, somebody said in the live show last week, can you do a 3-hour demo of something? That wasn't what I had in mind. I had in mind a nice, short, succinct tutorial about something. I actually came up with one idea, and that was courtesy of Jonathan. So let's see if Jonathan comes up with the same thing. Do I hear Mike wrapping up? He's very quiet. Can you hear the traffic? There is so much traffic, and I've got the window wide open. Because I was trying to take a photo. Have you already demoed it? I think I have, Jonathan, but you might want a reference video. Audio hijack and loopback. Which bit, Paul? How the two work together, or what they actually do, like a basics? Or how I use it in weird and wonderful ways. That'll be me. Jonathan, I was thinking you picked a very good topic when you picked the one about... how did you word it? Basically applying a stroke. Lining them together. Do you mean using them together? Give me more information on that. The one with the text, Jonathan, where I applied a border to the text. Ah, linking them together. Right, okay. I'll put that down. Would help if I put an N in it, wouldn't it? You and your text, Jonathan. But what else? Come on. Putting a brush on a text path. Sort of. Outlining it. Yeah, outlining text with a brush. It's how to describe it, isn't it? If someone's searching YouTube, what would they be searching for to find that as their solution? Outlining text with a brush. I'm not at all sure what somebody would look for that. How could we word that? So is Paul thinking that you need to link them together? Or what is it you're trying to achieve? I'm using both right now. Applying a brush to a path and then converting the text to a path. Right, okay, excellent, Jonathan. I'll make a note to check the chat later for that. Seeing as though my trusty assistant's not next door. Well, he's next door. I think he's wrapping up. I'm wondering, is everything I do, could I do everything I do without loop back? There's a possibility, but it's actually far easier with it. People build amazing setups in loopback. I try to keep them incredibly simple and leave a lot of it to Audio Hijack. That's why there's lots of blocks in Audio Hijack. And I do it that way because while I'm broadcasting, everything in Audio Hijack's still editable. Oh, I hear Mike. He's escaped. Bang on time as well. Well done, Mike. He's disappeared. I know where he's gone. Keep an eye on the dog. There's another one which would be smart objects. You see, if I started down the Notion path, it'd have to be a series, wouldn't it? Which Kim might quite enjoy. Shall I put Notion down anyway, but make it a massive series? A Notion series. That's not a bad idea. Initially, what I'm trying to do is create a template in Camtasia and then test it out by doing it for real, because there's no point in looking at it and saying, yep, that's absolutely fine, it'll work. Because then when I come to do it, it doesn't work. Hello.
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 Could you possibly shut the window over? Because there's that much traffic, I can't hear myself think. You might have to lean over quite a way. There is a reason why it's that wide open.
And what's the reason?
I was trying to take a photo.
Of what?
The sky. It looked so weird. Oh, he's managed it. We're talking about, I'm giving them an opportunity. This is scary. You can have a say in it if you like. You know the new version of Camtasia that I got all giddy over?
Yes.
Yes. I've said I'm looking for a YouTube video. So throw your ideas my way. A Devon Think series. Okay. The Notion series. Jonathan says good evening.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Mike hasn't even got the chat up yet.
No.
I must admit, I was 30 seconds late because I forgot I'd have to do it. And then I did. How do we work with a Notion series?
How about...
Oh, good grief. I don't like that voice.
Access.
No one actually said that, Mike. Shh. They'll never know. Oh, there's a point. There I was with my slides for tomorrow, alarmingly early, and it said Excel. And I thought, what's he doing this week?
I was just going to say.
Shall I put next to it, cross it out and put Access?
No.
You're being mean.
Shall I give them a sneak preview?
I have.
You have what?
I've talked about Camtasia and how I got... My initial reaction was, you've not fixed anything that I want fixing. And then I thought, huh. And then I thought, well, I'll have a look at the release notes. And then it was like, oh, wow.
Shall I give them a sneak preview about what I'm going to cover?
Yes.
Doesn't begin with A.
Oh. Does it begin with M? As in Microsoft Access. I'm trying for you.
I haven't had any time to prep it.
So oh, like you need to prep, darling.
So unless you want me Carl Sales database...
That's a good point. You need to ask what kind of data. Anyway, well, carry on. Stop teasing us all. You were going to give us a sneak preview.
I haven't. I've forgotten. Oh, I know what I was going to do.
Age is a terrible thing.
It is. It is. Dynamic arrays.
Let's see how that goes down.
Like a lead balloon. It's Excel.
It could only be that they don't know what a dynamic array is. So there you go.
Well,
they will do
I'll
at the end of it.
That tomorrow.
No, Deb, really, really, pretty please, how to start in Access. Shall I do that and be done with it?
No, I'll do Access.
I don't think I've seen Access in the last 10 years, but I mean, the principles are the principles.
You know how to start in Access?
Yeah.
Use Excel and then import it.
Honestly, Mike, you'd do anything to get out of Access. Right, I don't see why you couldn't do a 101 for Access.
Right, I'll do Access. I'll do Access tomorrow. There you go.
You heard it here first.
I've been bullied into it by the MacBiters.
Gently coaxed. That's gently the word. Coaxed. That must be our Brooklands group because mine's just gone as well.
The care home Charles's mother was a resident in. Sent out a plea for spare face masks that people have, or do you know where masks may be obtained?
This is ridiculous.
His mum's just died.
Yeah, his mum's just died
in
this
care
home.
Probably.
It was in the care home.
Yeah.
And now he's putting out requests for masks for them. Right.
I saw a woman in a mask this morning walking a dog.
So he had a vision of the dog in a mask.
Oh no, the dog wasn't in a mask.
Oh,
Paul from Sydney wants access as well.
Everybody wants access, see?
So Neil
look,
wants
the MacBiters, as Kim says, the MacBiters have become the MacBullies. It's going to be access.
Why
there you
has
go.
Jonathan said I'm sorry? Does Neil want access?
No, he's saying sorry about Charles's mum.
Oh, right.
It was about 3 days ago, wasn't it? I think the worst thing was he couldn't say goodbye. Not properly. But he seems all right, doesn't he?
His daughter did manage to see her.
Oh, they were all done up, weren't
yeah.
they? But only at the very, very end.
Yeah.
It's such a shame they just wouldn't let them in a little bit earlier when she might actually have been compass mentis to know. He's actually taken it incredibly well, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he's still kind of posting in that. He's not withdrawn. But and now he's asking for masks for them, which such a shame they didn't have them sooner. Oh, it goes from bad to worse. It really does. Mind you, they're supposed to have enough. So I don't know where they've been. Right, let me go back up and let's have a look. Right, so Deb's pretty, please. She wants to know how to start. I think we should do a basics of databases and what objects you've got in Access and how they figure together, and then go into a separate session about actually building it.
I'll do that. So, go into your slide, put a big red cross through Excel and write Access. Like you did the other week. When Graham noticed it was the wrong day.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Yeah. There you go. What can I say? This is genuinely life. There are mistakes. Like Christmas, we got kicked out twice. It's genuinely life. I was explaining to them, I've been to a couple of those sessions today, and you know they're not live.
They're not live. They're not live, but I thought it was live. I'm not happy now. I'm going to write to Facebook.
The point I was making to them was the engagement should have dropped off a cliff. It's luckily if there's two comments, you're doing well. People like live, I'm telling you.
Just going back through the chat. You're talking about the priest.
Oh, not saying thank you. Well, yeah, that's the fella.
How did I know that?
Because he is what he is. Right, so I'm up to Paul in Sydney saying, I'm puzzled where Loopback fits into Enhance Audio Hijack. Not sure, as Audio Hijack seems to do what I need. It could well do. You can create a block and then send the audio to the block. So it may be that you don't need Audio Hijack, but I can certainly talk about how I use it. I can be facilitating two or three conferences at the same time. Obviously, I need to hear them. I might need to make recordings of them for people. And I've got three screens. So I can be facilitating. And what I do in Loopback is I create a Loopback device for each browser. So I've got Loopback devices for Safari, Chrome, Canary, Firefox, Brave, Vivaldi, you name it. And then what I can do is use that as an input in Audio Hijack, and it isolates the audio from just that browser and creates a clean recording. Otherwise, you'd have one recording of your system audio and all three things would be going into it, into one track. So it enables me, particularly if I'm trying to attend two webinars as well, to just basically turn off the audio on one, but it gets recorded. If you think Audio Hijack does all you want, I'd say the odds are it probably is doing, because I got Audio Hijack Loopback and I had a very specific need for it. And it's only lately doing what we now do with a radio station that it's like, oh, it would be easier if I just did it in Loopback. But yeah, I can certainly have a look at how the two go together. Jonathan says he doesn't even know what a non-dynamic array is. So he would have really enjoyed your dynamic arrays.
That'll be a future topic. Well, I can't go back on my word now, can I?
Not now you've mentioned it, no.
I'd get lynched.
You would.
Yeah.
You would.
The Mac lynchers.
Yep, there'd be a walkout.
The Mac bullies become the Mac lynchers.
Oh, you know, we love you guys. You're amazing. I did talk through my Audio Hijack setup, didn't I? But I probably didn't mention Loopback that much. Let's have a look in Loopback. I keep it fairly basic, to be honest. I just like to be able to record things separately. I mean, right now, I've got Skype open and it's heading to... Well, the Skype's an example, to be honest, isn't it? Would you be able to do that without... Let's have a think. Probably not. So what's happening is when folks ring in on Skype, which we need to sort out... We have got a list now, at least. I'm sending my microphone and Mike's microphone to a Loopback device called the Loopback Pipe. But the Skype setting is also sending its audio to the Loopback Pipe, but not me. So I've separated the channels. So in essence, you've got me going to the Loopback, and then I add Mike to the Loopback, and then I add Skype to the Loopback. And finally, is that going to the Loopback? There's the output from VLC, from Farago and from Spotify, and that all then has to go to the radio station. Would that be possible without? Probably not. It would be a bit messy. You'd be able to do it, but to do it, everything would have to be in one Audio Hijack block. And I don't want it in one audio hijack block because if I configure my microphone and it's absolutely perfect, which I think I'm at that point, touch wood, I wouldn't want to make any changes. If I have to put that inside the Skype one and then I have to put it inside the other one, I've got multiple copies of it. So in essence, I create audio hijack configurations and then link them together in a chain. And that's far easier if you do it with loopback. So yes, that's a good one. Good call. Good call. Right, where we are. Don't upset the Mac bullies. We can definitely do an access one that's just an intro. And we've got that advanced query once you'll ever find the recording that you lost. Getting the evil eye now. If you had all the others, you've not got that one. You lost it.
Yeah, I lost it. I also lost name sex.
Do you want to explain how you lost name sex?
Should I explain what name sex is?
I think you should. Before we take another.
Too much laughing. About 25 years ago.
Don't look at me, I didn't have it, you did.
I had an Excel file called name sex.
Can we just say that it would have been called that because you only had 8 characters and a 3 extension?
Yeah, remember those days?
Oh, yes.
The DOS days. I'm sure many of the map writers do, apart from Jonathan.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
You would have had that data bit when Jonathan was in nappies.
Yeah, do you remember 8.3, Jonathan?
Of course he does. File Windows 95, it'd have been 6. No!
Name sex. It was basically an Excel file that was a table of data that had made up employees' names and their ages and their, well, these days we call gender, wouldn't we? But in the old days we call it sex, and we only had male and female.
Oh, those were the days. Yeah. Everything was simple then. You'd say it was a binary property and you'd use radio buttons and everything.
I did say name sex, Jonathan, but I was talking about 8.3 at the time. File names. Anyway, I had this file called name sex.
.xls,
yes. And I lost it. And Elaine had a copy of it and she came to my rescue.
Yep.
So it wasn't a very exciting story.
No, it was just the name of the file.
The most exciting part of the story was the name of the file.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still found it when you'd lost
it. Yes.
How could you lose your own data? That's what I don't get.
And how did you have a copy of it?
Because I have a copy of everything. I'm like a digital squiddle, as you well know. That's me pouring water, if anybody's wondering.
Jonathan thought it was the name of a premium phone line service.
That's not a bad idea while we're in lockdown, Jonathan. Oh, having said that, I did say something, didn't I, about you attending one of those conference calls of yours? Because obviously Zoom's free. Which one? The one that cost you more than a sex line call. That one.
I can't stop laughing. It's one of those. Yeah. Be professional, Mike.
No, don't. Why change the habit of a lifetime, Mike? Why don't you tell him about your mother and the 6 o'clock call this morning for tech support? She's peed off with her ISP, so she wants to move. So yesterday, you see, Deb's right, saving triplicate, Mike. That's you told. So yesterday she decided she was moving ISP. Thing is, she's now decided that she's not. That's because she can't. They're not taking calls during the pandemic. That's just genius.
She's just getting through to an automated voice line.
Well, she still can't cancel.
No.
And anyway, would you want anybody to come in and put your internet in? I'm not having much luck trying to get quotes for her either.
That's
anyway,
very true.
So, but we're at stage one of this because obviously, even if she could, she's got an email address, which is part of her ISP. So she needs to move everything and let everybody know. So Mike must have started a thing with, well, send me a list of all your names and emails of people and we'll put it in your new account. So she sends it to both of us. Mike opens it and says, good God, she's got more friends than I have. Which is quite true.
It is quite true.
She's got pages and pages of contacts. Wow. All on email as well.
Yeah, the problem is she hasn't put the names with the email address.
No, so we've no idea who these people are, but we've got their email address.
Apart from you and me.
You, me, we probably know your brother and a couple of others where they've been sensible enough to use their name. But other than that, we've not got a clue. So this is going to be a long-term project, moving Mummy Thomas from where she is to where she needs to be, isn't it?
Yes.
And she's not known for her patience.
No.
So you're going to have to get on with it, Mike. She's desperate for stuff not to keep going down.
Mm.
It is ridiculous. Having said that, last night here, you wouldn't know, Mike, you were in bed. Much excitement. Supposedly, the internet went down. Only it didn't. It didn't. Do you know what went down?
No.
Well, come on, exercise your brain. If I'm thinking the internet's gone, what must have gone?
Develops.
Nope, not to develops.
The wireless bit.
No. You see, this is why Mike isn't the network engineer. I couldn't get anywhere, Mike. So what must have gone?
Something at your end.
It was nothing at my end. My end was perfect.
The cable.
Google DNS.
Oh yes. Google DNS, yeah.
Yes. Google DNS. Not for long. Not for long. I'll give them that. It didn't go for long, but that's not the point. It did actually go down for about 5 minutes. And I knew that it was them. And I sat here and I thought, if you don't use Google DNS servers, who did we use? And then I thought it was OpenDNS, wasn't it?
Mm.
Could I remember what they were? No. So I went online to have a look, obviously on my phone on 4G. Well, I'm looking around for it. It took me that long. It came back, so I just carried on. I had no idea. It was something like 127.272.727.27 or something, but I can't remember. So this is the kind of entertainment we have here. So we're heading up to time to go out with the tambourines.
Yeah, I need to give the front door a wipe.
Oh, yes, go and sanitise the front door before I get down to it, which in turn will disturb the dog and then she'll need to go out, obviously. So have we literally got no more suggestions for my test video? Nothing springs to mind that you would like a video made of.
How about my haircut?
Yes.
Oh, you mean some software?
Yes.
Not a video of me?
No. No, because I'm testing Camtasia.
Right.
I found a half-finished template, which I've now created into a finished template with triply nested stuff. It's amazing. So obviously, I'm now like, I need to do a video. And as you are when you think everything's perfect, oh, what am I going to do a video of?
Something affinity-ish.
That's Mike's stock answer. Something affinity-ish. But what, Mike?
Blend modes. My second stock answer.
Blend modes is like a 3-hour epic, unless you only cover two blend modes. Now he's thinking. He hasn't got a clue.
I haven't got a clue.
No, he hasn't got a clue. I'm going to have to leave it to you guys. You surely must come up with something. Although they're quite liking the idea of a Notion series. It got from one video to a Notion series.
Yeah, that's how Access is going to go.
He's not kidding. You can do Access, you'll be fine.
No problem doing Access.
Right, do me a favour. Just look over the top of there and tell me what colour the light is on
blue.
That velop. So this is lying to me. What colour's the light on the landing velop? It's probably lying about that as well.
Blue.
Yeah, it's saying they're red, but they're not. This is because Google went down and then it got upset with its little self. And what can you say? Maybe you could do something Excel-ish to test Camtasia, Mike. Oh, now that's taking the wind out of his sails, hasn't it? You could make an Excel video. Maybe about multiple dimension array things.
I've got an Excel video.
Have you?
Yes. Unpublished.
That doesn't count. You need to use the new version to create it.
Hmm.
So come on, guys. Topic in Excel. Topic in Excel.
Name sex.
No. Do you know, we only ever had two data files. One was namesex.xls and the other one was mort.doc.
No, it was .txt.
Whatever, it was full of death records. So wonder you didn't get lynched in the training.
It wasn't my file. Right, when I used to run Dataese training, I don't know if Anthony's on tonight.
Anthony's not on tonight.
When I used to run Data East training, the person who built the course, because I didn't actually build the course, I just became like the backup trainer and then took over when she left. But the person who built the course used this file called mort.txt, which was basically deaths from the 1800s. Debs had found that useful because it's all genealogy stuff. I think it was real data.
Oh, Anthony's there.
No.
He is.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Why didn't I say your name?
Because he hasn't said hello.
He did. He said hello there and I missed it. Right. Sorry, Anthony. Missed that. We hello.
Dataries or data diseases, we used to call it.
Can't get the staff.
No. So we had name sex, we had mort.txt, and we had wine one.
I remember wine one.
That was a word file all about wine.
Do you know?
I've still got them.
Apart from name sex.
No, I've got name sex.
That's because I gave it you.
But they won't open, will they? Based on the thing that...
Oh, a text file will.
Oh, a text file will, but an Excel file and a doc file won't.
Why don't you go and clean the door?
Yeah.
Before we've got to be down there.
I'll clean the door.
So much going on.
I know my place.
Yes, go and clean the door.
Alexa, turn the landing light.
Well, at least I've talked him into access. Can't say fairer than that. He'll be up early now, polishing himself. He does do an Excel course, but it's 90 minutes. It's an intro. And I said to him, when I asked him what was covered and what wasn't covered, I said, it can't be done in 90 minutes. So he said, it can, but only if you miss off forms and reports. And I said, Mike, if you miss off forms and reports, there's not much point in talking about access. So we decided it would probably be a minimum of 2 hours. But if what we did, we'll kick it around. The idea for a while, and we'll try and split it up and do it as a multi-week thing. So definitely a 101 of what access is and why you care about it is doable. If you're on a Mac, unfortunately there isn't a Mac version, but you can run it in a VM, so we could do that. And I've also got a few ideas that got on post-it notes, so that's tantamount to done. From the Is it future topics we have? It's future topics, isn't it, in Slack? Yes. So I picked up a couple from there as well. So I should be contemplating those with... Apparently so. Don't know if anybody else is going to bother. That's Mike asking if we're going to sing happy birthday first. If you giddy the dog with those tambourines... Too late. So, yeah, we could split that up into a couple of week thing. And then I need to look at something Notion-ish, don't I? I'll do that tonight because I actually did. You know those jobs you think are going to take forever? And then you sit down to do it and it took like 12 minutes. The one I've been putting off for about 3 months actually got that done today. I've got one more job to do, which is one of those type of jobs. And I've told Mike straight, we're doing it after Maroon tonight. And then that's off my agenda as well. And at that point, I can legitimately play with my new software, which I really want to do, as you can tell, somewhat excited. Some of the things that it can do, I had kind of faked doing with other techniques. They've just added them in, but they're also quite advanced. And that's what I was saying about it's interesting to see which way they go. But access, yeah, Mike and I did a couple of sessions, joint sessions. One was for a company and I'd built a database. I'd built the solution. And it was one of these cases, as ever, with companies. We need it now. We need it yesterday. So I built it. I think I worked literally without sleep over a weekend to get this thing built. And did that. And then they wanted training on Access itself. So Mike was the access trainer, but they had to have me in because I'd built the thing and Mike hadn't got a clue how it worked. So we both did it. So we did a two-hander. And then we did another two-hander, which was about advanced access queries. So they were the really advanced stuff. So we could work up to that because he might have lost the video, but I've still got the notes. So there's no escape for him. You'll have to teach me how to make a VM first. I can do that. I can do that. One thing I need to do for real is actually create a virtual machine to run Catalina in a nice little sandboxed environment where it can't cause any grief. So, yeah, I could do that as well, couldn't I? That'd make a good time lapse, that.
What's that?
Kim said, I said you'd need a VM to run it in Access because it's Windows only. And she said you need to teach how to make a VM. And I'm saying I need to make a Catalina VM.
Yeah.
And you need to upgrade to Mojave for things to start working.
Yeah.
Yes, he's still contemplating that. I actually need to rescue that other machine as well. How long ago did that happen? One of my machines, I know it's an old one, 2011, something like that. It is an old machine, fair enough, but that's not the point. It should be working and it's not. It automatically did some kind of update and now it won't turn on properly. So it's not booting to the external disk. And I just haven't, to the internal disk, sorry. And I just haven't had the time to go deal with anything with it. I'm thinking I tried booting to a pen drive, I think, and it wouldn't have that. So I'll have to start completely from scratch and see if I can resurrect this machine. And if I can, I'm guessing I'd put Mojave on it, but I don't actually know if it would take Mojave. All the data on it's backed up. It was all on external drives to start with. Just one of those jobs. So I need to fix that as well. So for that, I would need... Jonathan's saying, do we need to sing Happy Birthday at 8 or 8.01? I believe we're singing it before, Jonathan.
No, this says after.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
This says sing it after.
Well, I wish they'd make the mind up.
Let's just go and see what the neighbours are doing.
Not much at the minute.
We'll do what they're
It's really overcast here. I don't know if it's overcast. Jonathan's had the most amazing rainbow. Double rainbow. It was beautiful. Well, I've got some music to go along with that, Mike.
They've got it on live.
Who?
BBC.
Well, we can't do that as well. So it's probably time to head off downstairs because it's like 2 minutes to.
Clap for Carers live. Yeah, come on.
Well, I need to get myself on Skype first. So I need to be up here for that so I can answer myself when I call myself. Do you know, they've locked people up for less. Right, let's try and do a call. All right, call free on Skype. And my call is coming in. I've accepted myself. I seem to have audio.
And that's really going out. So, can you hear me? Oh, you can. Jolly good. I'm heading off downstairs.
I can't see
the chat, but you can hear me. So, I'm heading off. Luckily, I didn't fall over the same cable I fell over 5 minutes ago. Navigating the dog's bed at the top of the stairs. Death trap. Mike, the dog's following you. She's escaped. She is in the garden having a whale of a time. Mike's got the tambourines. I've got the happy birthday. Let's see how it all goes. I'm navigating my way through all of the shopping. Hello, Lola. Hello, Lola. Right, you got the keys? Where's he put them? They're in his pocket. Fabulous. Right, we're all ready. Hey, I think we're a bit early. We're a bit early yet, Mike. But we're all here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, we're doing quite well tonight. How's the rest of our street doing, Mike? Oh, look at him. Hi, Maureen. Hello, Lola. You're going to say hello to the bat biters? No, I'm being a quiet girl. Come on. You've got to do zoomies for Kim. Kim and Kiva, do zoomies. That was a dog kiss. Hey, here's the others. Right, we're clapping. Oh, quite noisy tonight. So we're doing it from that when they're singing Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Where's everybody else on our road? Inside watching it on the TV, for crying out loud. Make the effort.
Good evening. It's 8 o'clock.
There you go, Mike. Evening,
the time of the week which has become
doggy barking. Yay, you're a bark. Good girl. Good girl. Luna. Come on. So we've got a full 2 minutes tonight. And the BBC have gone over live to Captain Tom's house. I presume they're doing the singing later as well. But we'll soon find out. Who's there? Now you're having your say, aren't you? Aren't you? You crazy dog. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Captain Tom. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa. You've got lots to say, haven't you?
Hello,
Lola.
Hello,
Lola. Hello. Yes, I know all about it. Come on, then. Come on, Lola. Am I healthy? Bye-bye. They did come out. Not seeing anybody else. Bigger pan next week. Make more noise. Hello. Come on. Come on, Lola. Lola! Lola! Lola, come on! Come on! Good girl! There you go! Good girl! You say hello to the map biters! Oh! Right, you deal with the draw, Mike. I'll try and navigate these stairs. Wow, that was fantastic! That hooting that you heard was a bus going past, and he went up the entire street, this mile-long road, tooting. This dog bed will be the death of me, Mike. Right, it's like the north face of the Eiger. Shouldn't leave her a dog bed there, should we? Oh, that's my chicken. Okay, let's hang up on myself. I'm back. Oh, fantastic. Oh, right, we're all back. Jonathan, did you manage to do a happy birthday? Lola's squeaking a chicken for him. Can you hear that? Bring the chicken in, Lola. Come on, bring the chicken in. Good girl. Is that your chicken? Come on, Lola.
Come on.
Oh, is everybody still there or have we gone? Jonathan will be doing his video shortly. Right. I am out of Skype. Brilliant. Where's Jonathan? Ooh.
Maybe he's still singing. Oh, a very poor happy birthday. We need a happy birthday afterwards. And that was just about the time that the bus came along and he went along the entire mile of the road, tooting, going crazy. Kim says, we can hear the chicken and Kiva's looking at the computer. Oh, Kiva wants your chicken, Lola. You've got plenty of chickens to share, haven't you, Lola? You just don't know about them yet. They're in reserve. That was amazing tonight. Not as many from our road, but we're on a tea thing. So I've got a photo, actually, of all the houses. I'll put it in the slides for Friday. Oh, good grief, that's tomorrow, isn't it? It's tomorrow, Lola. It's May tomorrow. Scary beans.
It's Deb's birthday.
It's Deb's birthday, yeah.
Yours soon.
It's mine soon, yeah. We'll still be in lockdown then. All these idiots that want to...
What are you doing?
She's come back in now. She has to turn around if she's going to go out. She's a real princess, mate, you know that.
Good girl.
So, yeah, there was a lot of noise. Jonathan, you're quite right. It went on for a full 2 minutes.
Come here.
And then we did happy birthday afterwards.
I think she wants a treat.
She wants a treat. Okay. Right, well, I'll have to do it quietly or Kiva will hear the packet opening. Right, let's get it. What treat would Madam like?
Yes, because it's only lunchtime over there.
Yeah, Kiva can't have treats this early, you know. Right, let's take those out. We've got a jumbone treat and we've got a schmacko treat. What would Madam like?
Lola. What are you doing?
Lola, no, here it treats. Is. Here it is. So Anthony says, seems louder around where we were. Oh, and the governor's extending Kim's lockdown. Boris has said he's not thinking about it till next week, which I think is good news. And the opposition are taking credit for the fact he's thinking about it at all. But he's a complete idiot, the opposition fella. And even then, they're saying it's going to be phased. Having said that, who remembers that idiot that we talked about? Tim something or other that runs Wetherspoons. He's just decided unilaterally he's opening the pubs up next month. When, you know, the pubs are the last thing that should be opened. So, yeah, I think we're going to have a second wave if that happens.
Yeah.
So I'm never going in a Wetherspoons pub again. Just saying. Yeah. So if you ever think of booking me anywhere, don't. I'm not going in one. If you keep supporting these businesses, they'll keep banging around. But
Somebody posted, was it me?
No, nice to know he's paying attention.
I'd rather stay in quarantine for the whole summer.
Yep.
Just as long as I don't have to bury one of my family members.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, I saw it. I can't remember who posted it first. Oh, Carolyn, I think, can see that rainbow.
But somebody who originally said, oh, this is nothing.
Yeah.
As Mel said, I'm quite happy to stay where I am at the moment. It's too early to lift restrictions.
It is. It's far too early. If you do, that rate's going to... I do, and that rate's going to climb. But one is... That was the wrong one. He put a comment on two, actually. Where's his comment on the other one? Can you see where somebody's put a comment? You can't, can you, unless they've shared it. And I don't know if he shared it. Well, one of the guys who shared it and put a comment on it and said, I can't like this post enough. You know, we should stay locked down until it's got a stake through its heart, has actually been put on furlough from British Airways. So he hasn't even got a job he can do at the minute. He could well end up being one of the 12,000 who are laid off. And he's still saying that we should be cautious. So I don't get these people who are desperate to get out. I actually don't think the majority of the public are. I think it's just the press trying to find something to say again. Absolutely. But there you go. I also put one in about one of the things from America. I can't find the original post here. Oh, hang on, it'll be on my timeline, won't it? I'm so bad with Facebook, it's not even funny. Not even funny. There it is. Somebody called Tony Johnson. So somebody must have posted it because I don't follow him. I'd rather stay in quarantine for the whole summer, just as long as I don't have to bury one of my family members, my kids or loved ones. And then it's hashtag repost. Did you see the other one, Mike? The one with the guy on Zoom? Because Mike actually made this comment saying, you know, I always wear the same things when I go on one of these Zoom calls. So I could just have a cardboard cutout, didn't you?
Yeah.
Watch that video. I have to wait for it to replay. It's only short. Somebody tried exactly doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's, I'll try and extract it. I think it's a GIF. But it's a Zoom call. And there's this guy in the top right-hand corner looking very serious, hand on chin, you know. All books behind him, when all of a sudden this photograph falls over and behind it is the bloke in a hammock with a bottle of beer in his hand, and he tries frantically to get this picture propped up, and the other people on the call are just in fits. So I can see that happening for one of Mike's, because you're on a call tomorrow, aren't you? Is it tomorrow or tonight?
Been on a call.
No, that was training, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I thought there was a call as well.
No.
Is that next week?
Be next week, yeah.
Oh, right. Because you said there were no meetings this week, but I never know with you. You find stuff, don't you? So when's he extending it until, Kim? See, I've got my breath back now. Oh, that dog bed will be the death of me. Lola barked tonight. She did, didn't she? But did you notice when we go out in the garden, we had neighbours approaching from two sides wanting to pet the dog?
Yeah.
Luckily, there were 2 metres.
I know. He's coming right up to the gate.
I know. You don't have to tell me. I know. And I'm like, Lola, come on, Lola. Here we go.
If we weren't on air, I'd be swearing. In fact, I nearly did, and then I realised we were still live. Thought, what are you doing, mate? Get your yards, as we used to say in football.
Good night, Jonathan. We'll look forward to the video.
Night, Johnny.
Oh, dear, dear me. So he said he's extending it, but not said when until. Kim, I actually think that's quite sensible. The stuff I've seen over here is absolutely terrifying. They are idiots who will go out thinking they are absolutely immune, and that peak's going to happen right again. And if it does, then economic-wise, it's going to be a calamity for some. We're in a privileged position that, you know, our job's online, so it's not a crisis. In fact, we've been busier than we would be normally, but that's not the point. You've got to think about those in society who can't look after themselves. And at the minute, I think it's a bit Boris bullying, trying to put all the blame on him, but I think he's quite right. I mean, even the scientists are both saying the same, it's too soon.
I was talking to a girl this afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
On my nucleus course. Who, she's English. Well, actually, she's Scottish. But she's working in Sweden. And, of course, they haven't gone on lockdown. So although she is working from home, the sites are open. So I was telling her about, you know, she was saying, how are you finding it? And I said, like you said, I said, well, the job that I do can be done remotely. So it's not so bad for me.
Why don't you tell them the other bit of news that came out of that meeting this morning? The interesting bit about IT.
Oh, it's not confirmed yet.
No, but it's there. And anyway, I've decided I'm HR.
Have you?
I have. And if I was HR, I'd have taken this decision too.
They are looking at when we can go back into the office.
He means a phased return.
A phased return. But they're also looking at how the facilities management team will clean the meeting rooms and stuff.
You mean the caretaker? Facilities management.
No, we don't have a caretaker.
We have
a facilities management team.
In other words, they do the job of a caretaker, but it costs 5 times as much.
Yeah.
Carry on.
And they reckon IT will probably be the last to go back in.
Yeah.
Because most of us can do our jobs remotely.
Most of you do your jobs better remotely. Not even a joke, that. You've got more screens, better internet,
true,
better microphones, you can do video.
True.
Yeah. I see. I know these things. So that's potentially good news. So Kim's saying we can have our elective surgery soon and construction workers will be going back to work. I think the construction workers will go back first here because they seem to be chomping at the bit for some reason. I do see restrictions being eased, but I also see as soon as they do it, people over here are that stupid. They'll be going out and wanting beers and stuff. And before you know it, that number will climb over one and that will be it. And if he then has to turn around and say we're on lockdown again, then that's when the trouble will start. Why don't we all just stay like this for a couple more months and see it off? Might as well now we've started it, yeah, instead of stop starting. But that's just me. Of course, what everybody really should be saying is, oh, no, no, let's stay on lockdown forever and have marooned. Because when we're out of lockdown, it's at the end of marooned, because we're not marooned. Oh, will you miss it? What do you want more, to be out of lockdown or have marooned? There's a leading question. Shall I start with you, Mike?
That's a decision to be made.
Is it really? Now you're sounding like Boris. I'm going to talk about that, but only next week. The demands of the audience, that's what matters.
Well, there you go. You're onto Fish Company anymore.
Exactly. See?
Mind you, Apple aren't a computer company
anymore. No, too right. Kim says she'll miss it for sure. Well, to be honest, Kim, we're nowhere near the end of this yet, so I wouldn't worry. I'm reckoning it's going to be at least another couple of months, but that's just me. And we've got unlimited bandwidth, so it's not a problem.
True.
As long as we've got the internet, we're fine. Oh, and Google. Google DNS. I'm going to need to find the numbers for Open DNS now, because I didn't have them when I needed them. It's never gone down before, honestly. Never gone down. Oh, Anthony said he'll miss it too. He's really enjoyed it. Well, we might have to carry on with some kind of maybe a weekly show or something.
Unmarooned.
Yeah, unmarooned. Escape from Magpie's headquarters. The second series. We could do that. We could go somewhere different every week and make them guess where we're going. A bit like Fred the Weather. Do you remember that?
I was going to say that, but I'll tell
them that story and then we'll head off. Right. My mum and dad was incredibly competitive, not that mother wasn't. And they used to watch the local news programme. Now, in the area we live, that's called Granada Tonight. So it's a 30-minute show, you know, the local weather, local stories, stuff like that. Well, there was a guy on it who had done for years and years, he was the weatherman, and he'd done it on This Morning, and he was the weatherman for the local TV news programme. But to give him a little bit more airtime, who thought that was a good idea, just saying, they also set him up once a week on a Tuesday with this programme, that little clipper in the programme, probably about 4 or 5 minutes. And it was called Where's Fred? And he was known as Fred the Weather. So Dad would sit and watch this. And because he'd been a driver in his day many years ago, before he went into the management of it, he took it as a personal slight if he couldn't guess where Fred the Weather was today. So sometimes he got it, sometimes Mum got it. But when he got it first, he was unbearable, wasn't he, Mike? So what they used to do at Tuesday lunchtime was they'd give you like a 20-second clip and say, you know, Fred the Weather's on tonight, where's Fred? And they'll give you like a 20-second clip. And sometimes if Mum caught it, she could say, oh, that's Bolton. So one came on and I said, that's Bolton Town Centre. I said, that building's behind the Octagon, and we go to the Octagon all the time. So she would sit there with Dad, knowing where it was, and she'd say, I'm sure that looks like Bolton. And sometimes, you know, she would get it. So I said to her, well, when we get the thing at lunchtime, let's watch it first and see what we can get from it. And then, you know, he's not going to be all over you saying he gets them right and you don't. The other thing that I discovered was the video clip, the full 4 minutes, went on the internet site for the local news about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I would wait diligently on a Tuesday, update, update, update. And as soon as this video went up, I would watch it. I'd make notes on it and I'd start researching where it might be. So he would say things like, has a world famous market that's been the best market in the world in the last 2 years. So you start looking up best market in the world and that one would be Bury. So there was a couple of really funny ones. There was one, and it was Hale Village. Mm. Dad went through Hale Village 3 times a week. He didn't recognise it. We were in absolute fits. He didn't recognise it. But a lot of the time, I got it, and I'd tell her where it was. And if he looked like he was going to get it, she'd say where it was. And if he didn't, she'd say, oh, let me think, let me think. It was so funny. But the thing was, what then happened? Now, this would be not, well, I mean, it is funny and it's not funny, isn't it? All of a sudden, literally in the middle, like on the Thursday after he'd been on the telly on the Tuesday, the police raided Fred the Weather's house. And we're like, they've raided Fred the Weather's house. What? And he'd been on the TV for about 25 years. But the thing was, before he was on the TV, he was a science teacher at a couple of local schools. Well, it must have been about the time of Jimmy Savile, mustn't it? And that's why it happened. But basically, there was an equivalent in the UK of like a Me Too movement, only it was for child abuse, not those in power being naughty with women. Turns out, him as a teacher, so they took him off air totally. So you can't now really say Fred the Weather, can you?
No.
He went to court. He was found guilty. He was given, was it 8 years, 5 years? And he's only just come out now. So when Mike said, I was going to say Fred the Weather, but I can't say Fred the Weather, that's why you can't say Fred the Weather. But the story about when it was Fred the Weather and mum and dad competing with each other, that was funny. It stopped being funny the day they arrested him. But he did get put away for it, so you can't say fairer than that, can you? So with news of now, you all know about Fred the Weather, we'll move on, and tomorrow is Two Show Friday. I'm not 100% sure of what of everything I'm doing, but you heard it here first that we're doing Access. So Mike and I better sit down and plan something, hadn't we? Before we're doing like 30 seconds of Access and then moving on. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Doesn't he sound thrilled? Right, okay then. Well, it's good night from Mike.
It's good night from me.
That threw you.
Yeah. It's good night from Lola.
It's good night from me.
It's good night from Lola. Oh, and me.
And Mike. And we'll both see you next time. Guys, keep safe.